Sounds good so far.
You have someone really stupid for a friend.
What do you do now?
Last night, I woke up in the middle of the night that I was almost peeing in the bed, right? So I went to the bathroom and sat on the toilet, and then my ear was itching, and I muscle tested, and there were mites, so I put the thing in it, and I removed. So I was multitasking while I was half asleep, okay? And as it turns out, when I went back to bed and lied down, I lied smack on the Q-tip in my ear. No, not funny. Please don't laugh. Because I probably made myself deaf, okay? It's bleeding. And I don't even have money to go to a doctor to have it checked out. So whatever will happen, will happen. So did you notice that you have a real tendency to laugh at my misfortune?
It's not purpose.
No, but did you notice?
No, I didn't really.
It's okay. Just know that you do. I don't think there's anything that you actually mean to rejoice.
No.
Yeah, but you want to notice that you do that. It's okay. I'm okay with you. But you just want to notice that it's okay. I know what it is. You don't have to understand it because you probably can. But there is a distinction called Freundenschaffe or something, German thing, that says exactly that. Rejoice at the other's misfortune. It's okay. It's okay. There are hundreds of these, all gene-directed, okay? So if I am less whatever, then you have more chance to spread your own genes. That's what it's based on.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's okay. Fuck it. I mean, reading those books really getting where the nastiness is coming from was really useful, because it takes out of the dominion of the individuality, you know? And makes it utterly and totally human. Not human being, human animal. Okay? And doesn't make any human with that more elevated and more godly or whatever than a cuckoo. Okay? The little cuckoo is born and pushes out of the nest the eggs of the mother. Yeah. It's okay. That's how it is. I have an insight. See, you know, for me, misery may come in threes. This would be the first, right? But I think for me, misery comes with almost instantly. Because I don't get stuck by it, you know? Like, okay, so whatever it is, Eventually, I will only have one eye, one ear. It won't be on the same side, so I'm going to have more power. At this point, it hurts. So the insight that I had is how come I haven't been able to teach distinctions to any single person yet? Not even a glimmer of hope. And you know, without distinctions, life is a struggle. Especially in the area of the two areas, your relationship with yourself and your relationship with others. The more problematic for most people is the relationship with themselves. They have no power. Did you notice? Did you notice that you don't have any power with yourself? No? No?
No.
Really? So you haven't noticed that you say, I am going to spend 3 months on becoming a prosperous investor, and then nothing? You didn't notice? Or you don't have a problem with that? Well, that's what I'm talking about. You didn't get that that's the problem I'm talking about? You don't have any power over yourself. Now, was it possible? No, really. Whether it's a yes or a no, if it's a no, then we go backwards, right? And you say, so did you have any power in determining if it's possible for yourself and if it's a good investment of your time and your dreams and hopes? And you say, I didn't know. And I said, well, because you have no power over yourself. There's like this gray matter, you know, that you see nothing. It's just like for most people, when they lift their car hood and look in, they don't know what is what. And I know more, and I'm a girl, right? So one looks at oneself and doesn't see anything. Yesterday I had an interesting experience. Sometimes I am rewarded, kind of, by Source by giving me a slew or several experiences of the same kind, right? So yesterday, several people acted on no understanding and thinking that it's my fault. Okay? So it started with one, somebody who got really upset, and had I heard her voice, it would have been booming and like a Brunhilde. You don't know what a Brunhilde is. Like a Amazon, like a woman in armor, 6 feet tall, right? And of course she completely misunderstood, misconstrued, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I said, you don't understand, and you don't understand anything, and that's how And then you misunderstand everything, you misconstrue, and then you act from it aggressively, violently, and absolutely certain of yourself. To which she answered, that's the story of my life. People don't like me, and they hurt me, and then they don't like me. So that's another misunderstanding, right? So I took her out of the programs, okay? And I said, you are not ready to be trained or anything, and I'm not going to do it because your level of understanding is not acceptable. You interact with what you think the world is, not with what the world is. So that was one. Then somebody bought something and then complained to me that even though she had already bought something, the thing didn't accept her password. Yeah? Because that's not in the same membership area. So I registered her manually, and I wrote to her, you assume things that are not so. So she wrote back really indignant. So, you say I'm assumptive, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote back, see, my job, even if you didn't pay for it, is to show you how you do anything is how you do everything. If you assume in one area, you assume everywhere. And if I don't tell you, you probably won't see it, right? So she thanked me for that. So the bottom line is the universe provided me with enough examples to see that I need to deal with that, right? So I wrote an article. I actually set out that each article now longer than 1,000 words, so I am writing less articles because it's actually difficult to write that long article. 600, it flows out like vomit, okay? I guess it's vomit and it's 600 words. But to make it 1,000, not easy. And what came out of this morning, as I am mentally preparing, I haven't written any of the slides or anything because I'm not ready for the workshop this afternoon. I realized something. So I was playing Freecell. And normally playing Freecell is a lot of work, okay? But today, it was just, okay, really easy. I don't know if the setups were easy or not because I didn't pay attention. Because I was doing it to, because I was kind of told to do some reflection. So I said, well, this was really easy. I wonder why. And because I am reading a book on high performance, training high performance, not just the high performance, which I specifically bought to be able to teach people effectively, because it's not effective. Anyway, I saw the book. I mean, I'm just like 20% into the book, but I doubt I'm going to learn anything more, you know? Very interesting, because I learned what I needed. So what I learned is high performance is retraining the brain to see in chunks of information and in patterns, like chunks become patterns. And the insight I had today, that's one thing, and I don't know what to do with that. But what happened as I was playing Freecell is those are patterns. Those are distinctions. Distinctions are patterns. Uh, And then I sat with that, because anybody should be able to see patterns, right? But they don't. Even high-performing people, they see patterns in the area of expertise that they have and nowhere else. So a chess master sees patterns on the chessboard, but nowhere else. It always puzzled me why geniuses in one area are morons in others. I mean, literally morons. Powerless, hapless, clowns. And it's not just chess masters, but anybody, they can't take the same capacity of seeing patterns in other areas because they learn to see patterns through extreme training. Extreme, really extreme. So a chess master spends 50,000 hours. 50,000 hours analyzing famous games, not even playing. I don't know. I might have misunderstood, because that seems to me like an awful lot of hours, right? So you can't be a chess player unless you're a dork, right? I mean, you see that. You can't be sociable. You can't be anything else, because that's what you're going to do. And the same with musicians. I mean, I was a musician, so I actually know what I'm talking about. You really recognize patterns. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it faster and better and more smoothly. You know? But the difference between me and others is I had the patterns from my father. See, my father was one of the three-man team that designed an economic revolution for the country. You can't do it if you don't see patterns. Now, one could think my father was a moron in other areas, but he wasn't. He actually had a rich body of distinctions. One of them he gave me. He may have given me more, but I didn't recognize. And that was, the less you resist, the faster you move on. Well, it's really a pattern. If you recognize you are resisting, your job is to release so that you can move on. Now, how many people have that? I don't know any. And my father didn't read it somewhere. He gave it to me because he saw I was resisting. So I was born with the capacity, as it turns out, it's a capacity to see patterns everywhere. So me never having had to fight for it or whatever, I had it and I didn't know other people don't have it. Turns out, Landmark education is singularly to teach these patterns. That is the only thing they do. They have trained more than 2 million people, okay? I mean, I don't know how many, but it was about 2 million when I participated, and that was 20 years ago. when that number was. And according to muscle testing, 1 out of 100,000 in Landmark, not in the world, in Landmark. And it takes something to be in Landmark. It is it does a violence. Landmark does a violence to your world, to your worldview. And it doesn't even give you, like, free stuff like I do. People can come to my site and read stuff and say, I have an affinity to this woman, and every thousandth person becomes a customer. No, you have to pay mucho dollars, right, and be locked up for 3 days, and somebody will yell at you. I mean, they won't. That down, but they used to. So it takes a lot of courage and trust and even more to be present to what they are saying, right? I mean, I caught myself resisting the first day when I first did it. It's like, who the fuck do you think you are? To tell me that the only thing I have together is my shit, or that I am stupid. Anyway, so 1 out of 100,000, which means I personally don't know anyone who does. And my hunch is the leaders of the classes don't necessarily have it. You can learn to teach a class and not have the distinction. So it's a capacity, and I coined it the threshold capacity between human and human being. Between powerless and powerful. Because you see, if you don't see patterns, then you are always struggling with shadows. I mean, you have no idea what you're seeing. Unless you see what you are dealing with, you don't have any power. It's like a hit and miss, hit or miss. And you know, people ask for examples, and examples do not give you pattern. Only pattern gives pattern. That is the problem, that unless you get it, you don't get it. So Helen Keller is the best example. You know who Helen Keller was, right?
Yeah.
So Helen Keller was blind and deaf, right? And this poor woman, Annie, whatever her name was, spelling words into her palm. But she enjoyed it because it was like something scratching gently her palm, right? Helen Keller. But she didn't know why she was doing it. She was like a dog that you scratched under the ears. Okay? She had no guidance. She has no other information to connect it to. A dog, you point, you push them in that direction, something you throw, and then eventually they get that's what you want, okay? But Helen Keller, no, there was nothing. No connection. There was like isolated scratches in her palms, okay? So one day, we're outside in the yard, and the girl got thirsty, so it was a push pump, okay? and the large amount of water gushing into the hands of the girl, and then Helen, the teacher, marked or whatever you do, fingered into her hand, water, and suddenly she got it. She got the connection between the gushing water and the symbol. How? I don't know. But something clicked. But what with that click, the whole world of language opened up. Because what she got is that the water and that symbol were the same. So she left the water and ran to the tree and hugged it, and the teacher went after her and marked the name of the tree, okay? Marked said tree. And then she ran to every item in the yard and got proof that she understood that the insight that she had with the water, that yes, things have names. So the scratching now became a language. And this is how she became an author and a lecturer, and she could learn speaking, etc. Because without language, without getting language, the distinction, the pattern, language, that's a pattern. In reality, that a thing and its symbol are connected. That's the pattern. Now, did she see patterns in other areas? Let's check. Helen Keller. Source. Did she see patterns in other areas? No. Got it? So she had one pattern, and that's through which she looked at the world. We have it naturally. You don't have to learn it as pattern. You just learn to speak, and then you learn to write, and then you learn to read. No pattern. You don't know that it's a pattern, which means humans. Not human beings, but humans. The current state of humanity doesn't recognize patterns, and the world is a horrible mess. Horrible mess. And people are unhappy. Because, I mean, do you think you can be happy if all your efforts are met? Let's take that woman who I kicked out yesterday. Okay? Shall we? Yes?
Yes.
So she, I'm going to go back to the actual email. I sent the people who are automatically registered in today's workshop an email that, are you aware that you are in the in this workshop for free? And this is what she answered. Yes, I'm aware. I have also managed to rearrange my schedule to be able to participate. I was certain that I had posted you a that's great thank you when you informed me that you added me to this seminar. First of all, I emailed Doc, right? So there's no you informed me. No, you sent out the email. That was okay, so that's misunderstanding. But you hear that she's attacking, right? Kindly let me know what you actually expect from me when you add me to a seminar or activity so you don't get disappointed again. So my stomach is churning, right? You see, if I don't know what you expect as gratitude, I will not be able to accommodate. And you will think less of me. You hear that she already knows that I'm going to think less of her. I'm sorry, even though I would really like to, I do not know how to mind read. If you have a manual or guideline somewhere, let me know where to look. Thank you. I hope the following is okay. And then she says, I have not taken the 67 steps further, as you suggested, before I do As if what I am telling a coach tells you a suggestion. Do you think I suggest people? I tell them what to do. Right? It's not a suggestion. You don't do it, you get thrown out. Because if you can't be coached, I'm not going to coach you. So instead, I am doing this and I'm doing that, and yum, dum, dum, and then she says, explain to me, you know? So, to that I said, where is that? Let's see if it says what I said. Okay, Tanya, consider that you understand everything on the level of your vibration, and it is both inaccurate in its content and its intensity. I will not answer any questions you ask from that level, please. Tanya the Merciless, let me be. She didn't even hear. She completely missed Tanya the Merciless. You hear that? That's her whole attitude, merciless. Yeah. Right? And if you want to stay in the coaching program, then please do the work. I have no problem canceling it for you. Okay, so then to that she answers, okay, I'm not surprised. People have been rejecting me all my life. From the very beginning, the acknowledgement of that is why I am the way I am. I am the way I am now, and the reason why I seek help. It's okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing. She says, is there anything that I can get from you beside the coaching? Okay, so to that, I took her out of the program. Okay, one last question, she says. Regarding the webinar tomorrow, now that I am off the program, can I attend the webinar if I pay the regular price? And I wrote to that. The biggest shift I got for my life when I embraced that I was stupid, that I have to look 3-4 times before I see what is there. Given that you misunderstand everything, this may work for you too. Considering that you misunderstand 100% of the time, humbling. You need it. I'm not here to be merciful, okay? But this is like a surgery. She either takes it or she doesn't. So she says, oh my fucking God, deep inside I have always known that I am stupid. Now, did I say you are stupid? Do you see that I didn't say that?
Right.
Stupid is a behavior. It's an attitude to the world that, you know what stupid means? Stupid is thinking that you know. That's stupid. That's what stupid is. Not imbecile or low intellect, no. But to misunderstand 100, she says, to misunderstand. 100% of the time, that is everything that I have ever concluded. All is wrong. Is the opposite true? Now, that's a stupid question, right? How? How is that possible? My whole body hurts and my chest feels like it will explode. I'm so small. This is so big. I didn't mean to. I didn't know. I'm sorry. She goes from bombastic Amazon to twerp, right? I didn't mean to. I didn't know. I'm so sorry. You get that. I don't want to work with this woman. But you see, when somebody says it's not true, then the opposite is true.
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid. That means being able to see no detail, right? See only black and white. If something is not black, then it has to be white. Is that true? Yeah, but that's where most people are stuck, right? I'm either smart or I'm stupid. No, you are assuming. You are sloppy. You are listening with the mind, and what's in the mind is bullshit. So you are going to get only the bullshit out of what you hear. Do you know that what's in your mind is, let me muscle test how many percentage of it is bullshit. More than 10, more than 20, more than 30, more than 40, more than 50, more than 60, more than 70, more than 80, more than 90, 91, 92, 93, 94% of what's in your mind is bullshit. So that means you have a 94% chance, or more, to mishear what you hear. The intention of it and the content of it. And you know, the interesting thing is that the more well-read somebody is, if they read with the mind, and if they started out wrong, like a wrong belief, like people don't like me, that's a wrong belief, right? People don't even know you are there. Exactly. My mother did not pay any attention to me. Because her genes said she's the runt of the litter, not a good investment, let her die. Did she think that considering me? No. No. And that's probably why she was, when she was beating me, she was beating me with the intention to kill. You know? She was hitting so hard. It's okay. I mean, it has nothing to do with me. I mean, you can say, yeah, I had the audacity to serve life. It's like, darn. Yeah, but I don't have children, so it's okay. And I didn't get a lot of investment from my parents. You know, both boys got a shitload more money, a shitload more attention, a shitload more clothes, a shitload more everything. I mean, do you know that I had a private teacher, guitar teacher, and my parents wouldn't pay. So I actually had to do chores for the teacher to pay for my lessons. Okay. No, I mean, there's really nothing wrong. Now, the question comes, would I have become normal, you know, normal in my dictionary is not good. Normal means like everybody else. Would I have become normal? You know what's normal, that when there's a setback, you go visit, go down with it. You don't learn from it. You don't benefit from it. You suffer from it. Right? That's normal, right? So when I was 16 and I was kicked out of one school, and I went to a school that has a different curriculum and a much higher standard. Oh, my God. It was like going from kindergarten to PhD level studies. It's like, oh, my God, the quality of the teachers and the quality of the students was so strikingly different. I mean, most students in my old school did some homework but never studied. Never. I never studied. And I never. In the new school, the standard was 4 hours of studying a day. And the kids, I guess they were smarter too. Who knows? I didn't have any. Some were smarter. Maybe not. Who knows? But they had to study 4 hours. So I, the first year, I didn't study. I mean, I was used to not studying, right? So they wanted to kick me out. But one of the things that I had to, because they were, it was different. So every school in Hungary, every high school, one day is a practical day. And you have a practical field of study. So I was in iron working, rasping and cutting and sewing and all that in the old school. And the new school had shorthand and typing. And they were a year and 2 months ahead. The year and 2 months where they actually learned the basics, right? So I had to catch up. They gave me 1 month to catch up. And both of them are patterns. You can't individual. You have to learn groups and pattern of speaking and pattern of rhythm and chunks, okay? If nothing else, that quick started my pattern recognition. I mean, I went crazy from it, but that's another story. No, because it was too much. I couldn't sleep, and I couldn't turn it off. So I remember I was at the dance, at the dance, okay? And my mind was doing two things. Calculating the speed of the or the distance from the orchestra while it was shorthand typing everything I thought. Could you think I was like Yeah. Yeah, next thing I found myself in the hospital. You know, but there is something. If you look at how Arnold Schwarzenegger developed the calves, okay? Because that was a separate separate project of his. He was bulky up, but stick legs, right? So he wanted to have calves, and he had to go to a weight and a number of repetitions that it actually tore muscle. Tiny muscle fibers, not the whole big calf muscle, but tiny. The same thing happens mentally. You know, unless you go beyond what you can handle and something tears, you are not going to be able to develop more capacity. You know? So I was lucky. I'm looking. This was the first time, right, when I had to catch up with the class in shorthand. And luckily, it was a pattern thing. So I got a jump start. And then from that year on, every single year of my life until I left Hungary, I was hospitalized. And I say I was hospitalized because I went way beyond. And I needed to wind down. I mean, when I would go into the hospital, the first 4 or 5 days, I wouldn't even wake up enough to eat. I was so exhausted. How many people do you know that ever drove themselves to that level of exhaustion? I don't know any. I know people who had to run from enemies or something and were tired, but not self-caused. People, when they are tired, they go to sleep. Or if they don't go to sleep, then they sleep in next day, right? So now, did I instinctively, I must have tested, did I instinctively see that that's hard to grow? Yes. So I even saw the pattern in that. So the question is, do I have a chance to take those 12 people or 10 people that come to the webinar with me? It's a yes, no. So can I take one? Can I take two? Can I take three? So I can take two, not three. So two. Two of them will get it. Now that's 20% as opposed to the two in 100,000. Do I know which one? So one of them is Nancy. And the other one is, let's see, who is in the webinar? Interesting, right? See, I don't know, and I'm not going to give them special treatment. Either they are ready or they are not. Nancy, I kind of know that she. Oh no, 11. There are 11 people in it. Oh, well, who is in it? Amy signed up twice. Why? I don't know. Amy, no. Sandy, no. Miko is the other or wood, but and the rest of them? So this is how I'm going to do it. I am going to start with turning on the capacity. But you see, the tricky thing about the capacity is if I turn on the capacity but you still listen through what you already know, then you are going to see fragments, not patterns. See, I'm teaching this class on context. Now, that's a pattern, okay? But you can't get that pattern if you don't get pattern. Pattern is a distinction in and of itself. And ultimately, see, I wonder a lot if it's worth doing what I'm doing for the people, not for me, but for the people. I don't care. You get it, you get it. You don't get it, you don't get it. I mean, I rejoice if you get it, but I am not going to take responsibility that you don't. You didn't. You didn't. But the question is, they want to... Alright, so the question is, if they could see the patterns, not all the patterns, but let's say 10 patterns, okay? The Landmark Forum teaches, I think, 5. 5? Meaning, story, racket, strong suit, 4. Then the advanced course teaches another 4 or 5. I would say if you get 10 patterns, then it's almost like you have clarity. Because you see that those are the main patterns of humans. One of the patterns that you must get is that the genes are working against what you want. Almost 100% of the time. If you want anything higher than copulating, and squashing another person so that you are higher politically. Politicians or political minded, not actual politics, but people who want to conquer others, are 100% run by their genes. The consciousness that a person has completely and 100% run by their genes is 70. Most people are between 70 and 130. So nature and nurture, you know. And it doesn't matter. It's so interesting. It really doesn't matter how high-minded ideas you have from the point of view of the vibration at all. Because the only thing that matters is what is at the cause of your actions. Underneath. And, you know, I mean, I am at the point where if I find anyone with 200, I am rejoiced. You know? Because it's really rare. Rare.
A lot of matter.
No.
Huh.
No. Because for one to go to 200, I mean, you see, between 70 and 200, I mean, an incredible amount of principle has to be there that doesn't agree with the genes. I got why those two are going to be. See, it requires intellectual capabilities. And surprisingly, my students, people who are attracted to me, are not the smartest people. I mean, there's another person who could get it, but she, I don't think, I invited her. Give her a chance to be in it. She's probably still sleeping, and she normally doesn't participate on Sundays. Because she's smart enough, would she be able to? Yes. But this person not smart enough. This person not smart enough. This person not smart enough. Not smart enough. Not smart enough. Not smart enough. Yeah. Not, not. Let me see. If you know, I calculate IQ differently. So my IQ is a lower number than what they measure with the IQ test because I include social IQ and spiritual IQ and emotional IQ. Because that's the only overall, if you don't have a high IQ, then you are going to maybe be a mathematician but stupid and unhappy. So it's not. So. So one is a 90. My average for my students is 70, the overall, and hers is 90, and the other one is. And the other one is 100. Yeah. So that's the problem, you know. So you need to be able to intellectually, emotionally, it's more intellectual than anything, being able to see pattern. I'm just muscle test. I had a seminar today. Can she grok patterns? No. It's very interesting because she's a teacher, seminar leader, and she coached me once by pointing out two things, but both of them she learned in Catholic school. I mean, I got great value from it, but she didn't see the pattern, she saw the example. One was lying by omission, and the other one is gossip. I have big, big issues, don't I? So how are you? Very quiet today.
I am. I'm finally caught up.
Yeah, you don't sound tired. Interesting. You may be tired, but not exhausted.
Right.
Huh.
Not like I was last week.
Or the week before, yes. I think it was more emotional than physical. Like fighting reality.
Yeah. It's almost like the idea of having all that hanging over you is worse than actually having to do it.
You remember that quote, that Werner had, that the moment you can, I'm just going to paraphrase it, the moment you can have what you have to do on a paper and not hanging over you, at the moment you are free. And, I mean, if you watch yourself, you were spent by the emotional on balance, right? Not by the doing, because the doing is like not that horrible. When you go on a vacation and go to another country, you travel a lot more for much longer. But you weren't breathing and all that because it was like a burden hanging over your head, as you say. But you see, that is one of the things that unless you see the distinction, you can't deal with it. See, the distinction is having. Not having to do, but having. I know. I mean, don't think you got it. Just because you said, that doesn't mean you got it. I'm saying it more to myself than to you, because I have been misled, because somebody sounds so intelligent, that doesn't mean they got it. I mean, I could cry, okay? But it doesn't mean it. I mean, I wish, but all the wishing is
all the wishing doesn't help a thing.
No. I had an interesting thing happen today. So I looked at least once a day. I look at the live stream showing people, showing their country, what browser they have, what system they have, and what page they are at, how long, and where they go after that. Okay? So this morning I saw that person who I invited. Okay? And you opened today's article. Just now? Yeah, after we started to talk. That's not typical of you. So I know her IP address. She doesn't say her name, but I know her IP address. And she was asking questions on the site, and the tracking program shows it. And she was asking about a woman called Maya Olivas. Some Far Eastern young woman. And I said, let me check her out, and sent this woman what I found. So her vibration is 200, which is obviously relatively high. She's doing it for money, not like she gets paid, but she's doing it for money, okay? And she has about 20 or 30 products, out of which the downloadables, allowing your optimum life, audience connection, standing, being the love you are, clearing, rounding, blessing the space, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if she talks in them. I don't think so. I think it's just energies. They're ineffective. They do nothing. But yet, her energies, when applied personally, are a lot stronger than mine. They come from the fourth dimension that has the God, all the human imagination thing. And it is powered by 7 billion people hoping and wishing and believing in bullshit. Okay? And if she connects to you, then she needs an attachment through which to send the energy. Okay? See, the reason I don't need it because I merge with you. So I'm like right there, so I don't need any channel.
Right.
But she does. And then she leaves the attachment in because she can't remove it. So then you have to come to me and pay $25. what she does when she connects to you is actually effective for about, okay, I didn't ask that question, more than a day, less than a day, less than 18 hours, more than, about 18 hours, okay? If you sleep on it, then it goes away. And yet, she makes a lot of money. So she has an affiliate program. So that's the test of the pudding for me, okay? If I am allowed to be an affiliate, then it's worthy. So I asked, am I allowed to be an affiliate? No. Because, I mean, one of the things that I had in mind, I can't take you to feel better because you are... See, what happens when you when you don't have the capacity for patterns is that you do see some kind of patterns on yourself and in your life that are not true and are misunderstood. So one of the people that I used to coach says, my mother didn't pay attention to me, only paid attention to my sisters because they are prettier, and I'm going to prove with my life to my mother that she was wrong. And she's miserable. You see, that's a pattern, right?
Yeah.
But it's not real pattern because you can't see another. See, a pattern is everywhere. It's only a real pattern if it's everywhere, if you can see it everywhere, that is how the world works, that is how humans work. If it's a personal pattern, it's not a pattern.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
So, And there are lots of these, okay? So if you can see yourself, even if you see yourself relatively accurately, because you don't see it everywhere, that's not what I'm talking about. Only if you can see it everywhere, then it's a result of recognizing patterns. If you make up a pattern, that's how it is, that's not. Like that other girl said, nobody likes me. Well, tell me how it's a pattern. It's not. But the people do make up stuff like that, right? Like that saying, I'm stupid, or I am lazy, or I don't have self-control, or I'm clumsy, or I don't have time, or I am too busy, or I am only good for this, or whatever, right? These are what your mind is filled with. And you live like this is true. Get that?
Yeah.
You live like this is true, and you carry it as a burden. So the difference between what you make up and what is a real pattern of the human nature is that when you learn the pattern of human nature, it's uplifting. You feel lighter. You feel freer. Even if you just learn one pattern, you feel freer because just like that woman standing on the side of the road and somebody says and points to something and says, that's the carburetor. Knowing that that's the carburetor, even though it seems like a small thing, but it gives you a world that is a carburetor and everything else, right? When you have two, like, okay, that's the carburetor and this is the cooler or whatever they call it. Radiator. Okay? Well, you are on the top of the road. It's like, oh my God, I understand. Okay, there's the carburetor and there's the radiator. Excellent. Now I wonder where the engine is. Because you get that? Once you have two, now you have intelligent questions. You know, nobody ever asks me intelligent questions. Ever. Because you can't. Because to pull out a question from the undifferentiated everything, you need patterns. And if you have no patterns, then you have no intelligent question to ask. Because life is made of patterns. No, serious. I mean, both on the physical, the energetic, and the human nature level, it's made of patterns. And you can't access life through seeing the corner of something that most people do. Envy. It's bad. No, I mean, you need to understand why it's envy, why it's a pattern, what's the fuel underneath it, etc. And then you can see it everywhere, and you're going to be forgiving. You see, that's another thing. If you feel anger or displeasure at seeing it, then you didn't see the pattern. You saw the example. So when you laughed at my misery, okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's a pattern, okay? And I get it. Do you hear that there's no displeasure there? But if I don't know the pattern, then there would be. It would be you who are doing it to me.
Yeah.
And who is helped by that? Not you, not me. So this guy, I mean, you get by 9 o'clock when I call you. I did a whole day of work. No, serious. 3 hours in the morning is more work done than most people done in a 24-hour day. The guy sent me a thing that shouldn't I deal with, would it be a good time to spend on analyzing my depression? Depression is not a distinction. It's the tip of the iceberg. The distinction is all underneath the water, or most of it. And he wrote me a beautifully formatted exposé, okay? Where there are several distinctions that she doesn't see, but she describes. And this is someone who was in Landmark for I don't know how many years. No distinction. One of the distinctions is personally offended. Can you get that? Not just offended, but personally offended. He is personally offended that people smoke in his at his work, and the boss does nothing. And he was yesterday going to work. He was, as he was driving, I don't know, I think he takes the train, was formulating what to say to his boss. Where was it? That he is willing to resign if he doesn't take care of it. This is how you make a living. There are very few jobs around. It's a good pay compared to the kind of responsibility that you have to have. Are you stupid or are you stupid? Right. Yeah, thinking that expressing that he's personally offended is more important than making a living. And he's not young. And he's definitely not good looking. To me, monstrous to look at. Personally offended. Yay. Crying for the bottle. Infantile will to power. That's another distinction. Unless you give it to me, you're shit, and I am going to just cry or kill you or whatever. You are supposed to give it to me. Like that girl, my mother is supposed to love me. Yeah, who said that? Pay me attention. No. Your mother is supposed to do what's important to her. If it's important to her that you are nurtured, then she's going to do it. If it's not, because you were ugly or runt of the litter or an unpleasant child, she's not going to do it. I'm serious. The mother needs to behave first and foremost according to her genes. And her genes, the selfish gene, says, don't give your limited resources to someone who is not a good investment in terms of procreation. And it's so interesting that this woman is unhappy, and her child, is a moron. Now, how did the genes of the mother know that? It's so interesting that the genes actually know and affect way more than inside the body. They know. The genes know. Because if it you have to override your genes. When you look for a mate nowadays, you're not making good bets. I don't know if you noticed. People don't make good bets. Neither of my brothers. Actually, one of them, I don't know. There I am completely moronic. Okay, so I'm just stop while I'm ahead.
Okay.
Because what I wanted to say is probably horseshit. It's my genes. See, both my brothers inherited my father's genes, which my mother's genes. Which means they only have 13 capacities open. I mean, even that is more than the average, but not the 30 that my father had, right? But I inherited my father, so my 30 genes are opinionating about my mother's 13. Interesting, right? Yeah, it's very important to keep the ego. Yeah, but if you want to know the truth, okay, this truth is going to surprise you. You see, from my genes, my selfish genes point of view, my brothers are doing the hard work of procreating, so I can do whatever goddamn I want. Both of them had three children. One died, right? But she died only after she gave birth to replace herself and her husband. Very interesting. So my genes are as worried about them as if it was their genes. Because even though my genes don't 100% reproduce, it shares 50% with my brother and 25% with his children. So on some level, I did survive. Not me, but the genes. So I'm represented in the gene pool to the degree that my brothers did reproductive duty. So tell me why you are so quiet. Am I too highfalutin today?
No, I don't think so. Not, I wouldn't say highfalutin. You did too much work to begin with.
So it's dense.
Some of the best calls we have is when you just barely get up. Time to call.
Why?
I don't know. It's like I don't know. Your attention is more on the call than it is on
what I want to say.
Thing.
I am so sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. I mean, it's like I'm just making that distinction.
Now I feel guilty.
No, you should feel guilty. You have other things to do besides. Probably this is way down on your list of things to do. But I appreciate it.
Okay, so here's what I am distinguishing. Because I am in my own thought bubble, right? You have no way to connect to it. So I'm coming from something ready and distant from you, and not from what we are talking about, or not from anything that you can relate to. And yeah, and therefore, the silence means I lost you.
Probably.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, I wasn't as good an echo. Try to be. Not that I actually try to be. I don't actually try to be. I just try to be.
No, you were a good echo. I just like to serve as well. You know, it's important to me that you're having fun. And today it didn't sound like you did.
No, I was involved as much as I could be, let's put it that way.
You know, it's very interesting. If I can, if I bring the same kind of attitude to this call this afternoon, I'm going to start from a deep hole.
You'll be climbing out for the whole hour.
So I suddenly just saw something. So you know some teachers that start with questions to make people share. And and then they manage to create the illusion that whatever they have to say has anything to do with what other people said. That's very funny. It's an illusion.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it isn't, but for the most part, if somebody has an agenda, it is an illusion. Yeah, so if I had asked how you're doing, and you would have said, I am feeling much better, I don't have this thing hang over me, and all that, right? Then I could have congratulated you, right? And I could have found a foray. I didn't do that, but I could have had I been. It's very interesting that the topic of that I am teaching today is not called context in Landmark. It's called a conversation to create a sense of relatedness, so that I can say whatever I have to say and have it be heard rightly. That's what was missing today. Because those that can't do it, teach it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm good at it, but I always forget. Always. Like all the time. It's work.
Yeah. I know it is.
And I want to be able to do it without work. I just want to open my mouth and talk. I mean, don't you?
Of course.
Just like that guy wants to go to work and not have smoke. Infantile will to power! Yay! I got it. Thank you.
Okay, dear. Have a good week.
Oh, it's already end? Okay, I didn't realize. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.